Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And every month, we are very pleased to be joined by Visit Colorado Springs' own Doug Price. And today, he's brought along some very special guests, and we're going to be introducing them in just a moment. But first, Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shannon. Nice to be with you this morning. I hope you've got a sweater on and bundled up.
What a change from yesterday, indeed. And, you know, I want to mention that over the Labor Day weekend, certainly you didn't have to go far in the Pikes Peak region to notice that there were a lot of visitors, whether they were coming locally or maybe from some of the surrounding states. It seemed like more a touch of what we experienced last year, not what we've been experiencing since the pandemic. So that is perhaps a cause for maybe muted celebration. What do you think?
I think muted is a good word, as Ari and Greg will talk a little bit about the realities of it. But as you and I have talked, Shannon, Colorado Springs has run the highest hotel occupancy in the nation in July and August. And, you know, we were as low as 18% in April, and we've made it back up into the, you know, 66%, which is still down, you know, from July and August of 2019. But the fact is, people have absolutely been coming to enjoy all things outdoors. And so we're very, very happy that it has not been as bad as other markets around the country have faced.
And we certainly focus on it a lot because the tourism industry and all the various other businesses that rely on it certainly are fueled by visits. And just like the military helps sustain our local economy, so does the tourism and visiting economy. That also helps fuel our economy. And you mentioned Greg and Ari. Let me just give a brief introduction, and then I'd like them to tell us a little bit about their backgrounds. Greg and Ari Howard are both owners of and operators of restaurants in the area. And Greg, as well, is the president of the Pikes Peak chapter of the Colorado Restaurant Association, and they're brothers. So it runs in the family. So let's welcome to the show Greg Howard and Ari Howard. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining me.
Good morning.
Actually, if I...
Ari is a girl. I'm so sorry. Ari. Siblings, I should say. Siblings.
No.
Greg is, in fact, my husband.
A couple, okay. Somewhere in there, I was probably going to get to that relationship. I apologize. Okay, well, let's start,
Shannon,
by having you.
We just call them... Shannon, we just call them the king and queen of food and beverage here in Colorado Springs.
Well, and you know, I don't know where I saw brothers, because obviously that's not the case. So I apologize. Greg, let's have you introduce yourself. You're the owner of Patty Jewett Bar and Grill. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I have the contract with a partner for the Patty Jewett Bar and Grill with the city, the city-owned operation there. So I have the contract for the food and beverage there. I also am a partner and one of the owners at Slinger's Smokehouse and Saloon out on Powers and Palmer Park, which we opened up just briefly before COVID hit. So it's been a struggle there. And I am the president of the Pikes Peak chapter of the Colorado Restaurant Association. I've been in Colorado Springs on and off, but mostly on, since 1995, and been owning and operating restaurants here in our area ever since.
And Ari, my apologies. It's so much easier when we can do these interviews in person, because I would never make that mistake. I apologize. So tell us your little background. Tell us about that.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I am the owner and operator of Streetcar 520, which is right downtown on Tejon Street. Previously, it was McCabe's Tavern, which was owned and operated by myself and my husband, rather, for about 12 years. Opened in 2006. He and I owned and operated it together for about 9 years. And then I operated it myself for the last 3 years. And then I shut it down and gutted it, renovated it, new name, new concept, new menu. Took about 4 months, and then I reopened 2 years ago in August.
Well, and I had a slip of the tongue there. I meant a little bit of your background. It's obviously an extensive background, and very impressive, both of you. Let's talk about the impact of COVID-19 throughout this time. Summer dining is certainly something that is a very treasured tradition around the Pikes Peak area. We are blessed with such lovely weather. Occasional afternoon thunderstorms, but that's about the worst you could talk about. But in the meantime, with the pandemic, it has drastically changed the experience of all of us in enjoying restaurants, in the restaurant industry. Let me start with you, Greg. How have restaurants, do you think, adapted in the area?
That's a great question, and it's really all across the board. We've been very proud of what the restaurants have done in our community. It's been the toughest time that I've ever seen, probably the toughest time ever. We survived the recession of 08 when Ari and I were operating McCabe's. There was some struggles there, and this here trumps it tremendously. So what a lot of restaurants have done, and through working with the Colorado Restaurant Association, El Paso County Health, and of course the local municipalities with, you know, parking, the Downtown Partnership, Visit Colorado Springs, we've all really worked well together to get through this and to keep us as whole as we possibly can so that we can keep our employees in jobs. It's been very important to us. I know Ari did some tremendous work in getting her restaurant up and running shortly after the pandemic to do quite a business in to-go and delivery. At my restaurant out on Powers, Slingers, we did the same. We opened up actually a small kiosk in the parking lot that used to be a little coffee drive-up, and we operated that as a breakfast and lunch drive-up pickup location. I know that through downtown working with the parking authority, they've been gracious to give parking spots up to downtown restaurants, which Ari can talk more about that, of course. The Colorado Restaurant Association has been doing some great work working with the governor's office to kind of give them a little education on how we operate. I know that, you know, sanitation is key in this pandemic. And that is something that we've always taken seriously. We all kind of behind the scenes joked a little when they started giving us regulations. And we're like, well, we do that. Yep, we do that too. Yep, we do that too. Because, you know, we take sanitation very seriously. We always have, because the public is our, you know, obviously our bread and butter. And we want to make sure that they're protected and feel safe in our environment. So part of the some of the things that the Colorado Restaurant Association has done is they've done some dine out type things that normally we would have these big events, but obviously we can't do that. So we're doing these. One thing that the Restaurant Association is doing is restaurant bingo, where people can win prizes and whatnot by going and visiting restaurants. If it's a new restaurant, they get points. And it's just been great working with all of these people and just seeing how everybody comes together and supports.
What a creative idea. And Ari, I'm going to be turning to you. We do have to take a short break right now, but we will be talking about those bleak moments when closures were first announced, and certainly as things started to come back online, realizing that restaurants were probably going to face the biggest uphill battle of almost any industry, if not topping out the biggest uphill battle of any industry in the state, nationwide. We're going to be talking about that a little bit and how you've overcome the challenges, and that's coming up after these short messages. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And now that we've sorted out the family relations of the Mr. and Mrs. Greg and Ari Howard, thank you so much for joining us today and being so forgiving about my mistaking how we were introducing you. But now we've got that all straightened out. But let's move on. Ari, we talked about some of the flexibility and that has been required in this challenging time. Let me take you back. When the closures were first announced, and then as they started to be slightly lifted and we realized what exactly the impact was going to be on the restaurant industry, it must have been so difficult getting back to a system where you could still provide the service you were used to, but also following guidelines. What has it been like following the myriad of guidelines that came out in the wake of this?
Challenging, to say the least, but it's actually been a rather great learning experience. I mean, being flexible is crucial right now, and being able to pivot sort of every step of the way and reintroduce the concept time and time and again. When we first shut down, I just did to-go's and deliveries for several weeks, and then I decided it was time to more efficiently use the time to take a step back from my operations and really assess it. There's a lot of silver linings throughout all of this, and one of them was that it was a really great opportunity to sort of take a step back, reassess the whole operation, and correct several things that weren't working. It's still a fairly new concept. It's only been reopened for 2 years. So there were still, you know, a lot of wrinkles to iron out. And it gave me the opportunity to, you know, without being bogged down by the daily operations, sort of reassess. And I was able to correct my labor, correct my food costs, and spend the time. So I completely shut down for about a month. And I used that time to completely overhaul the menu, to cut labor in half, to cut food costs in half, and figure out how to reopen with new guidelines. And then we did reopen with the new guidelines. And that that was difficult, but we got through it. And I lost about 12 tables inside. But I was able to get a variance through the city, which was wonderful. They made the process really easy, actually. They waived all application fees. They cut the application process in half, and they approved the variance overnight. So I was able to put tables on the surrounding areas on the sidewalk outside of my patio. And then I also had to go through the LED, the Liquor Enforcement Division, and get a modification of premise. So that I can also serve alcohol to those tables out there. And I can probably get about 7 additional tables out there. So not quite the 12 that I lost, but helped tremendously.
Mm. And
that's what we're doing right now.
And being able to restructure, to take that time and look at your costs, look at your menu. I mean, a lot of times you hear from chef owners that the business of, you know, basically being open 7 days a week doesn't allow them that time to reassess. So in some ways, that might have been a welcome sojourn.
It absolutely was. I hate to say it, but the pandemic was the absolute greatest thing that could have happened to my business at the time.
Yeah. Mm. And yet,
you know, Shannon, this is Doug. One thing I want to add too, that we worked closely with the Colorado Restaurant Association, the Pikes Peak chapter, with Greg on getting these restaurants open. Since your question to Ari was really about what it was like back in the beginning, I can tell you that restaurants staying open and following the guidelines has been absolutely vital to our summer tourism season and the successes that we've had. Because without the restaurants and the bars in different places, the experience is just not the same. So we really have partnered on this to make sure that the visitors and residents, obviously, here in Colorado Springs, get a chance to have the full food and beverage as well as outside recreation experience.
And being able to do that in a safe way has allowed our region and our state not to be labeled as a hot spot, as we did see other areas being getting and acquiring that label, and then being one of those areas that one might avoid. We're going to continue the discussion here, a lot to tackle, as we continue talking with Greg and Ari Howard, who are both in the restaurant industry, as well Greg representing the Pikes Peak chapter of Colorado Restaurant Association as their president, and Doug Price, who we talk to once a month here on The Extra as part of Visit Colorado Springs. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We'll take a short break for your news, traffic, and weather, as well as some commercial messages. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And joining me today, we have Doug Price with Visit Colorado Springs, as well as restaurateurs Greg and Ari Howard. And right now, let's go to Greg. And Greg, the feedback that you've received from customers as you've made those changes in response to the coronavirus pandemic, you talked about setting up a small outdated little coffee kiosk that was out in the parking lot and making that your delivery station so people could drive up and have their meals handed to them that way. That sounds like a very creative way. I bet the customers were very pleased with that.
You know, they were. One of the most important things about us all getting back open was to keep our relevance. We really needed to make sure that we were staying out there with our public, giving them the product that they had always loved, and just reminding them that we're still here. We're fighting hard to stay in business and to keep our employees employed. So it was very important for us to have that relevance. It also was, I think, very important for ourselves as operators and our staff to get back with our customers to some degree. We're all in this industry because we love what we do. We love our customers. We love being in a big part of our community and how they enjoy and celebrate and get some relaxation time. So for us to get back out there, it was extremely important.
And Ari had mentioned how some of the initiatives that help smooth the paperwork to expand her restaurant's dining capacity, so it would include outdoor tables as well, getting her closer to what had been lost because of coronavirus restrictions, how some of the programs that are out there helped make this happen in a much quicker fashion. The Dine Out Downtown initiatives are also established to help restaurants out. Explain those a little bit.
So the Dine Out is a great program. It is unfortunately only limited to one block downtown. My business personally wasn't able to benefit from it, but several others were. And it's a great way to, especially during the summer days and when the weather cooperates, to get that expanded seating out, which helps make up for the loss of occupancy that we have to operate with right now.
Yeah, and Ari, when you see folks who are taking advantage of that, it makes us all pleased to live in a climate that it lends itself so well to this. And then you have a day like today where you realize
right.
that going into the fall season, it is going to again be putting restaurateurs at a disadvantage again if we have a tough fall, tough winter. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah. So a lot of businesses are approaching it differently. I am lucky enough to have this sort of hallway on the side of my restaurant that separates myself and my neighbor, who is the coffee exchange. And we both pay common area rent there, so we're both able to utilize the space, which is great. It allows us another, I don't know, maybe 200 square feet. That we can put tables inside a covered area with heat and music. And so we'll be utilizing that as winter approaches when the colder weather sets in and we're no longer able to use our outdoor seating.
Ari, just another example of getting creative, right? And trying to tap into areas and ways of doing business that you probably never even considered prior to this. So, you know, definitely having to test, I think, the limits of everyone's creativity and maybe even see that creativity grow beyond what you might have thought
Shannon,
capable.
It's a great example, I believe, of what Ari has just described, that she's fortunate to have this hallway that she shares with the exchange. Obviously, not everybody is that fortunate. And, you know, when you think about what it is that keeps people up at night for restaurateurs, the weather, obviously things are going to change. And I want just to briefly mention that the city, the county, El Paso County Health, the chamber, the Visit COS, we are all talking about coming up with a program for this fall and winter that's going to be around the idea of bundling up for small businesses, restaurants, retail operations, you know, coming up with ideas of everything from warm drinks to BYOB being blankets, outside heaters, lighting, wind panels. We're hoping obviously that COVID can come down in our numbers in the incidences and that we will be able to give Ari and everybody else a few more seats indoors. But in the meantime, this creativity isn't going to stop. We really are going to have to rely on residents because we just won't have the visitor counts in the winter like we've had in the summer, but really asking them to get out and continue to support restaurants, retail, and everything else that makes this city so special.
Mm. And Doug, Greg, excuse me, in your position as president of the Pikes Peak chapter of the Colorado Restaurant Association, I know they want to get alignment so that all restaurants are on the same page in moving forward through this time of changed practices. How are they doing that? How are they working toward that goal?
That's a great question. And the reality of it is it's very difficult to make it an even playing field in this environment. We have restaurants that do not have the availability of extra outdoor space. We have restaurants that have tremendous opportunity. But then again, we also have the challenges of having enough staff to man that extra outdoor space when you're covering, you know, more square footage or yardage at some of these points, it really becomes difficult to keep a staff on that can keep up with that type of volume. We've all done the best we can to bring people back into employment, but it's still the challenges of being able to manage an additional area, additional section or two or three, depending on, you know, on the restaurant, has been a challenge for us. But as far as the Restaurant Association goes, just being creative, I mean, that's one of the key words today we've talked about is the creativity of making this work. We were able to pass some legislation that allows us to sell alcohol to go up until I believe it is July of 2021, which is just another revenue stream for some places. And a lot of the restaurants that I've been talking to have gotten very creative with batched cocktails and things like that to go, beer to go, things like that, so that people can enjoy their favorite cocktail, their favorite beer with a meal that they pick up or get delivered from that restaurant. So that's been a huge help for us. And I know that moving forward through the rest of the year, that's going to be extremely important and going into next summer. You know, you mentioned the winter time, and as that comes and a lot of our outdoor seating is going away, things that we have been promoting through the Restaurant Association, both at the state level and our local level, is just really, you know, putting your head down, getting in your operation, understanding it a little better, looking at where you can save money, where you can save costs. You know, Ari has done a tremendous job at that. I think she's been a great example for me and for a lot of other restaurants as well of getting into that operation and really, you know, learning, you know, where you may have been, you know, coming up a little short on some things that you don't normally, you mentioned earlier, you don't have the time. I can't tell you how many times we have our blinders on and we know that there's some issues or problems that need to be dealt with, but we just don't have the time to
right.
do it.
Right. Well, takes time.
We got the time. Yeah, we got the time. Unfortunately, but fortunately, as Ari mentioned earlier, you know, it was a good thing that happened to her. You know,
a somewhat blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Greg, is there, and I've always felt this about the Pikes Peak region, especially Colorado Springs restaurant scene, but is there, do you think, a feeling that everyone is collaborating to try and, you know, look for areas that, hey, we were able to use this common space, or hey, we were able to use this old abandoned coffee kiosk structure. Is there a feeling of collaboration in sharing these innovations that the restaurant industry is seeking out?
There is. I have to say I'm very proud of what our restaurant community has been doing most recently, but for years. I opened my first restaurant in 95 on the west side in Old Colorado City. And ever since then, I've had and been developing great relationships with restaurant owners, operators, employees, guests, that we all work together. We don't look at each other as competition. We look at each other as resources, as, you know, comrades. As we move forward in this, that becomes more and more important. And I can't be more proud of what our community has done.
That is great to hear. When we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Greg and Ari Howard, both involved in the restaurant scene, both owners or operators or both of restaurants here in the Pikes Peak region, as well Doug Price with Visit Colorado Springs, as we focus on how the restaurant industry is adjusting to all the changes that the coronavirus pandemic has brought. That's the topic of today's Extra. We'll continue after these messages. Welcome back to The Extra, the show connecting you with the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. And today we are celebrating the accomplishments and achievements of Colorado Pikes Peak region restaurants that have overcome the challenges of the coronavirus pandemic and found a way to move forward, sometimes turning to very creative ways of dealing with things. And earlier we were hearing from Greg about this and I believe it was Greg, maybe it was you, Doug, about this bingo game. I love this idea. That's just one of the ways that we can help support our local restaurants. And so tell us, Doug, what other ways your organization is working to support the restaurants as we move forward through this fall.
And then briefly, I'll mention that the governor has been asked he has proclaimed this Saturday, September 12th, is Colorado Restaurant Day, encouraging people to go out and dine at local restaurants. So that information is up on our website. And it was Greg that brought up the bingo. And frankly, you know, it's kind of stepping in place of Restaurant Week. Traditionally, in October, we have done Restaurant Week. And it just, for all the reasons we've talked about during the show, it just could not be done effectively this year, the way to the quality and what everybody would like to do. So bingo was put in place, which is just great. And the other thing I would just briefly mention is that we have put together on our Visit COS website the Peak of Safety Pledge. And in essence, what we have told our visitors and residents that you can expect when you go to our restaurants and our retail shops and our hotels that you are going to be in a safe environment, that we are going to follow all the sanitation procedures that Greg and Ari have talked about on the show, and that we're asking our visitors to take this safety pledge, and as an incentive for that, there have been some nice incentives put together with some discounts at different places that they can expect. So we're trying as best we can to encourage people to still come, but to be safe.
Right. And when you're talking about, you know, maintaining safety, it isn't such a far stretch, because once you sit down at your table, you can take the mask off. You don't have to be sitting there wearing the mask while you're sitting at the table, only when traversing through the restaurant. So that seems like a very, I guess, low barrier to being able to enjoy our restaurants.
Correct.
Yeah, and I'll jump in on that one if I can.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of questions from the public as to, you know, why I have to wear a mask coming in, but yet when I'm at my table, I don't have to. And it is the risk of impacting the virus on other people that are not with your group. If you've chosen to be with a group, you've chosen to sit with them, you've chosen to travel with them, that's a risk that you're taking, and you've obviously, you know, taken into consideration that that is your personal risk. But traveling around, walking through the restaurant, we just want to try to keep people safe. Obviously, these new requirements have had a great impact on the virus in our community, for sure. I know the numbers are going down. We did just finish up a big weekend of Labor Day, which there's, you know, tends to be larger gatherings. So we'll see kind of what that does. But I think we've been getting ahead of this, and we're managing it really well. So those types of requirements are so necessary right now for us to keep moving forward. And that's been kind of the key phrase that I've been using with our local restaurant community. It's just, you know, we just have to keep moving forward and keep thinking outside the box and making sure that we're keeping our staff safe, the public safe, and our businesses safe and lucrative, as lucrative as we can be in this pandemic.
Right, because without the vibrancy of the restaurant community and the diversity, this certainly would be a far different place, probably not as enjoyable of a place as we all like it to be right now. If you had one thing you wanted to say to the listeners right now, Greg, as we get prepared to, mark Colorado Restaurant Day this upcoming, is it Saturday? Yes, it is Saturday. So what would you say to folks?
First off, we want to say thank you. We greatly appreciate the support that we've gotten from our local communities, from our guests. One of my restaurants, we've had guests coming in for, you know, over 50 years with the history there. The support we've received has been tremendous. And moving forward, we want to make sure that we do keep people safe, have patience with us. We're all working in an environment that's brand new to us as well. We're learning on a daily basis. The Colorado Restaurant Day is going to be a tremendous thing for us. Just getting out there, supporting your local restaurants, your local retail as well. Let's not just make it one day. Let's make sure that we are thinking about, like you said, the vibrancy of keeping our restaurant community going. In Colorado Springs, we have really just started ramping up from in our local restaurant community. I'm so proud of what everybody has been doing. We have great new restaurants. I think we've probably hit a record of new restaurants and just exciting new concepts that are out there. Keep supporting. We love what you guys are doing for us, and we just want to move forward and get back to what we all know as this great community we live in.
As the normal. Ari Howard, I want to chime in here?
Sure. Reservations are tremendously helpful. So please,
right. Mm-hmm.
They help us safely control our crowd sizes and manage staff safety at the same time. So reservations are wildly helpful also.
Okay, that's an easy directive to follow. I think we can all do that. Doug Price, as we get ready to wrap up this episode of The Extra, we have about 30 seconds left. What would you like to say to our listeners?
Number one, I'd like to thank Greg and Ari because they are as busy as everybody else is in this industry, and yet they do take the time to lift their heads and give of themselves and share some of these silver linings that Ari talked about earlier. So Greg and Ari, thank you for just being role models. It is the most difficult time that we've been through, and providing hope and encouragement to your fellow restaurateurs. So thank you both. And Shannon, thanks for having us this morning.
Oh, you bet. And if you'd like to find out more information, you can go to visitcos.org?
Com.
.com. There we go.
.com. Visit
COS.com to find out more about these and other initiatives. I'd like to thank our guests, Doug Price and Greg and Ari Howard. Thank you all for joining us here on The Extra and shedding more light on this important issue as we, as you said, move forward.
Thank you, Shannon. We
appreciate
your time.
Thank you.
Full steam ahead. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.